Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Committee on Military Veterans Affairs and Space will now come to order. Lois, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Here.
Senator Broxson. Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Pizzo. Senator Torres. Quorum present.
Thank you very much. Could we ask you all to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Reminder, please silence all of our electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And at this time, I'd like to turn the chair over to Vice Chair Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. If we're going to take up tab number one, which is CSSB 662 on school grading system by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 662 is related to our school grading system to include students who take the ASVAT, ASVAP, and learn a specific and earn a specific score. This is the bill, and there is a strike call, Madam Chair.
Okay, members, are there any questions on the bill, or should we move just directly to the amendment?
Move to the amendment. Yep.
Okay. There's one late filed amendment, barcode 941600 by Senator Wright. Are there any objections to taking up this amendment? Seeing none, show the amendment introduced. Now we'll take up barcode 941600 by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Specifically, the amendment allows military families transferring to a base in Florida to be able to pre-enroll their student in a public school in the state. This allows military families to take full advantage of our state's controlled open enrollment policies. All right. Requires that one of the four qualifiers also be met for a student AFQT score to count towards the school's grade. The student must be participating in a JROTC for 2 years. The student has enlisted in the U.S. military. The student has been accepted into one of the three U.S. military academies, and or the student has received documented military career counseling from a U.S. military recruiter from any branch of the armed services. These changes will increase the chance for students to learn about career opportunities in the military, and that is the amendment, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, are there any questions on this amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Here we go. We do have one, and that is from Matt Susan. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman Wright and honorable senators. I come to you from the great county of Brevard, and that would be Chairman Wright's most favorite of his counties that he represents.
Aww.
I wanted to come here before you with a school that is actually in Chairman Wright's district that is the number one recruiting school in the state of Florida for the military, which is Merritt Island High School. We also, at Merritt Island High School, are the number seven in the state of Florida, or the nation, for recruiting into the military. So this is very near and dear to my school board and to our Senator and Representative Soroy, who steps behind me. I wanted to speak to this because it addresses two issues that we're dealing with. The first one is that we have equity for underprivileged and high-risk students. In many of our low socioeconomic and underprivileged schools that we have, there is not an abundance of opportunity to take advanced placement, Cambridge, and other courses that are available. Because of that, some of those test scores and everything else are at a lower rate of pass rate. This gives that opportunity for some of those students to take a different career path. I'm also the head chairman of the Certified Production Technician program inside of our district, and that gives kids that are in the military and everybody else an opportunity to get into manufacturing. I will tell you that the career path of the military is arguably the best one that we recruit from for manufacturing in our district, and this gives an avenue for our students to be able to find a career path that best fits them, and not every kid goes to college. This is an opportunity for them to find another career path. I also wanted to talk to you about choice. Many of the opportunities that students have inside of their school districts are the choice that they have to take the advanced placement or to take the Cambridge or to take plumbing, pipe fitting, or whatever is determined based upon what the school offers, and not every one of those schools does that. And what ends up happening is because of those issues not being addressed for opportunity and choice for those students, they turn around and are the ones that are the highest risk. Colin Powell has a great quote where he says that inner city students from broken homes find stability and role models in our ROTC, and we find that very strongly in many of our ROTC programs in that they fill the void for some of the individuals who need that at risk most often. So I wanted to also say that this has some of the largest support that I've ever seen. I was a teacher at the time when we passed the All-American Flag Act that came out of my school. I was up here and we had a lot of support from behind that, but I have never seen the support for this bill as I have. All of the military officers of America, military officers, MOACs, everybody else are, and the ours from Brevard pledged to it. Also, the American Legion and VFW halls all inside of our county have pledged to it. And I met with the state directors for the American Legion and the VFWs last week, and they both pledged their support for the bill. They're going through the process of doing an official official endorsement, and basically every one of our military is calling for this as far as our veterans. So with that, I conclude, and I just want to say thank you for all of your leadership, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Members, is there any debate on this amendment? Senator Wright, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I waive close.
Okay, members, all in favor of barcode amendment barcode 941600 say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Okay, members, we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? We have one appearance form. Oh, there was a question. I'm sorry. You're recognized, Senator Harrell.
I just want to clarify that I'm understanding the amendment exactly. For a student whose parents are transferred into an area, they would have the option of going to any school in that vicinity. So it would not have to be the county. It could be a neighboring county.
Recognized?
That'd be correct. Yes. Thank you.
All right, members, are there any other questions?
I have one.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the question I have for these ASVAB exams, are they afforded in our schools to our students, or is it just selected schools?
It's available in all the schools. Yeah.
Do they have to go? Can I continue the dialogue?
Yes. Open for a series of questions.
Thank you. So that means that the guidance counselor or who does this testing, or who offers it to the students? Do we know?
That's a good question. I don't know who actually offers it to the students.
Oh, well, you could get back and
find out.
Let me know.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Maybe I can ask our staff to answer that, please.
Good morning. I don't know who offers it to the students, but I can find out.
Please.
And get back to everyone.
I would like to have my schools in my district offer the program for those students, just like who might consider a military career, you know, to go into armed forces. So thank you again. Thank you for the bill.
Thank you, members. Are there any further questions? There's one appearance form for the bill who may be able to answer some of that, and that's Mr. Susan.
Okay.
You put an appearance form.
Yeah, that was it. I was just going to speak.
He did it all in one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Members, is there debate on the bill as amended? Senator Harrell, you recognized?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator Wright. I think adding the ability of military children to go to a variety of schools, I think, is very, very beneficial. I know in my family, my daughter's husband was transferred in actually was at Eglin Air Force Base, finding the right school for several of her children was very difficult. So you come in the middle of the year, you come in, you're transferred many, many times. You go, I think they've been to five different schools over time. So this gives the flexibility for family members to make the appropriate choice for the for their child. Also, I think military careers are very, very successful, can be very, very much an entry point for students to come back, spend 4 years in the military, come back with a skill set that is so significant. And the ASVAB is a significant part of helping them get the right career path within the military. So I commend you for this good bill and look forward to voting for it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Members, further debate? Seeing no further debate, Senator Wright, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill provides schools in our state incentive to create or expand their JROTC programs and is just one step that we can take as a legislature to recognize students having an interest in this particular career path. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Wright. Lois, please call the roll on CS for CS, SB 662.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes. And members, by your vote, CS for CS, SB 662 is reported favorably. Senator Wright, reluctantly, once again, I turn the chair back over to you.
Good job. Thank you very much. Well, I'm supposed to ask if anybody wants to record anything, but, of course, we've already recorded the one and only bill today. Is there any other business that we'd like to talk about?
I'd like to mention something with
yes,
your
please.
Permission, sir. I was excused from yesterday's committee meetings because I was invited by MacDill Air Force Base to attend a ceremony where they deploy soldiers who are headed over into the combat zones. And it was a briefing which explained to me how our reserves are integrated with active military. There were 40 soldiers and their families there for this deployment ceremony, and it was moving and touching and made me very honored to be an American and excited for these brave young men and women. They were going out for a six-month deployment, relieving another group that was there, and they're all communications experts. So I would like to take this opportunity. I asked them to let me know when the next deployment was taking place, and I would like to invite our committee to attend the deployment ceremony. It's
great.
Really quite something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Broxson.
Senator Wright, I wanted to firstly express to you my appreciation for your chairmanship this year.
Thank you.
And I say that knowing that your commitment to the military and veterans in this state is not just a 60-day session. It's really something you've been doing for a long time, that you personally are invested in making sure that we take care of these people that have taken care of us. And in my mind, you've elevated the importance of this committee.
Thank you.
And this committee, in all frankness, and I've said this in our I'm the chairman of the task force, and it was an honor to have Senator Cruz sit in on one of those meetings where we visit all the military installations. But there's two parts to the military. They're about a $100 billion impact to the state, second to tourism. First time in the history this has happened in the last 3 years. And secondly, the families that stay here that all of these communities take care of is such a vital part of the welfare and their good mental stability of having a safe family at home where they can do what Senator Cruz just said, they can go and serve.
Yeah.
We need to pay more attention to what this committee does because it really is the centerpiece of who we are and really allows us as members to be active every day of the year in the communities that we serve. And thank you, sir, for doing what you're doing. And God bless you and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Broxson, so much. Senator Torres?
And I just, it's an honor serving on this committee as a veteran. And I feel that we serve this state and all the veterans, and we look out in the best interest for them. I also want to, I've been honored. Senate President Galvano has asked me to serve on the Veterans Hall of Fame ceremonies. And I want to invite everyone here in the committee on March 9th at 10:30 or 10:15, something like that, 10:30, downstairs in the cabinet on the lower level. They're going to have a ceremony down there for Veterans Hall of Fame. So I invite everyone to show up. It'll be an honor to have your presence there. Thank you again for your leadership in our committee. Thank you again.
Have any of you been to this ceremony before?
No.
Yeah, great. There should be 10. Will there be 10? Yeah. There'll be 10 people honored, yeah. One of them I nominated.
This is my first time doing it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes. Senator Harold.
Thank you. Along those same lines, my husband served on the committee when we first established it, and I have to say that I passed that bill to establish the Veterans Hall of Fame. And to me, it's a very important thing that we acknowledge our veterans for what they did in the military, but then what they come back and do for our state. So I'm delighted we have a recipient from Martin County this year. Unfortunately, he's not going to be here on the 9th. He can't travel. This is just too far for him to come. But we're going to do a ceremony for him, and I would like to invite you all to that ceremony when we do that in Martin County to acknowledge him when I get back into the district. So we're very excited about that.
He can't fly?
You know, he's I don't know that he could fly, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll have a conversation about that. But I too want to acknowledge your leadership and the commitment the state of Florida is making to our veterans. Okay. To have a committee of this significance in the Florida Senate to say how important our veterans are, how important our military is, and recognize the significance as an economic engine to the state of Florida, but also really to make sure that we are providing the environment and services out there to the families of veterans. Because the veteran serves, the family serves as well. So your bill today is a good example of that, how we want to be the most veteran-friendly state in the country. And I think we are, and we will continue to be, especially with your leadership. So thank you for what you've done this last 2 years.
Thank you, Senator Harold. Yes, Senator Cruz.
Chair Wright, I don't think I could say anything more eloquently than Senator Broxson said, and Senator Torres and Senator Harrell. But I just want to tell you that it's been an honor to serve next to you as the vice chair of this committee. And I often speak to people and tell them that I've been in this process for 10 years and found my favorite committee. So there's not a committee meeting that I walk out of here that I don't feel like we've accomplished something and feel very proud to be serving Florida and serving our country. So thank you very much for being a wonderful chair.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, this is a sad day for me that we're at the end of the committee for this session. Senator Torres, Senator Harold, Lois, Diana, Senator Cruz, Senator Gaynor, Senator Broxson, Cindy, and our whole staff, it's been an honor to be with you all. I look forward to serving the rest of this session. And 2 more years, I don't know if I'll have the same committee or not, but I hope I do. But it's been a real honor, and we'll all continue to serve our vets, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Without them, we wouldn't be here. Thank you all very much. With that, meeting's adjourned. How's that?